Turn up Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20 on page 1027 in the church Bibles. What we're thinking about tonight is how to make the most of Christmas before we get there. Because I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I get to the end of Christmas and I think, oh, I'm really tired. I've done loads of things. But I haven't really taken stock and thought, who are we worshipping here? What's happened that is so remarkable? So this evening's a little bit of a time to take stock before we get to the Christmas busyness and think how we can make the most of the coming weeks. Let me pray before I read this passage. Father, thank you for your word, and we pray that as we read it now, that you would open our hearts and our minds to what you have for us this evening. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. It's midway through what's happening, but I think we're all aware of what has just happened in Luke 2. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Okay, before I speak any more, in a small group, or perhaps by yourself if you prefer, or maybe in a two, just up to you really, keep that Bible passage open and think about what different reactions do you see to Jesus' birth in our Bible reading there. What different reactions do you see to Jesus' birth in our Bible reading? I think we'll give us 2 or 3 minutes just to buzz that, either by ourselves or with somebody else. Let's come back together, shall we? I'm sure there's loads more you could have thought or said, but let's come back together. As I say, this is a very famous Bible passage, isn't it? It's one of the most famous that there is. We were watching the Nativity movie yesterday, you know, the one in the school where they're going to have a nativity play and then they're not going to have one. And anybody else seen that? Some of us have, some of us haven't. If you haven't seen it and you've got Netflix, do put it on. It is really good fun. And the story of Luke is in there together with a bit of Matthew. This is a really famous part of the Bible, possibly the most famous part of the Bible the world over, isn't it? And I think if we just stop before we get to all the business of Christmas, we can use this passage to help us make the most of Christmas. So first of all, look with me at verses 15 and 16, the first thing to do to make the most of Christmas. I'll wait for the slides to catch up. There we go. Let me read verses 15 and 16 for us again. So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying there in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. So what do they do to start with in verses... Sorry, that's verse 16 and 17 I read, wasn't it? Verses 15 and 16, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying there in the manger. The shepherds had just been told that that there has been a very special baby who's been born, that this is the one the world has been waiting for. And they make the most of their opportunity, don't they? They head straight to Bethlehem. They go and they find Jesus. And they spend their time there with him. They've come to pay homage to the newborn king, haven't they? They've come to worship him. I think it's very easy for us at Christmas, isn't it, to get so caught up in carol services and singing the nice hymns, nice songs and things, and mince pies and inviting people and all of that, that we can sometimes forget that we too can come to the manger and worship Jesus, the incarnate Son of God. So easy for us to miss that, isn't it? So easy to be caught up in inviting people, in making sure that we've done all we can, praying for people to come and wanting everyone in the community to hear afresh the true story of Christmas. That we can forget to be like the shepherds and come to Jesus ourselves. So let's make the most of Christmas by worshipping Jesus, coming to him, first and foremost, ourselves. Secondly, verses 17 and 18. Verses 17 and 18. Here we go. When they, the shepherds, had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The next thing they do is go and tell people, isn't it, about what they've seen. These are people who have eyewitnessed the Son of God lying in a manger. They've heard what the angels have said. They believed it. They don't just worship Jesus. They absolutely do. But they then go out and they tell other people about Jesus. I think we can be very good at that often, can't we? Wanting to tell other people. But let's make the most of this Christmas by doing that. And we've got loads and loads of opportunities to invite people back to St. Andrew's and to St. Luke's over the coming weeks, haven't we? You'll have seen our lovely Christmas publicity here, designed in-house by Laura Pike. If she was here, she'd get a little ripple of applause. And there's this general flyer for everybody with everything on it. And then there's some other ones at the back as well that are a little bit more specific. Do make the most of these. Why not, when you leave tonight, take up a little pile of these and make sure you carry them around with you wherever you go, so that when you're having a chat with somebody and you want to invite them along to something, you can say, here's a flyer about our Christmas events, our church Christmas menu, if you like. I'm going to this one and this one. Would you like to come with me? Tell others about Christmas. Make the most of the opportunities that we have this time of year. Again, I'm sure we all intend to do absolutely that, but we can get so caught up in the busyness of everything, can't we? That we forget to have those conversations. So let's just take some of these with you and make sure you've got them wherever you go. The other thing we can do is make the most of our Christmas presents and Christmas cards. We've got the bookstall at the back. We've got some distinctly Christian Christmas cards. I know some of us are quite happy buying regular Christmas cards and printing off a little Bible verse and a label and sticking it in, or writing a Bible verse in. Why not get some Christian Christmas cards if you're not into printing little labels and things? They're all quite tasteful, I think. Not the cheapest in the world, but they carry the gospel message with them. So think about that. And why not, maybe you've got children, grandchildren in the family. Maybe it's time to get them a children's Bible for Christmas. We can make the most of Christmas by making the most of Christmas presents, can't we? A children's Bible for children. We've got a free book here, The Four Emotions of Christmas. If you've got a friend you want to give that to, please do take one. It costs nothing, and give it to a friend. We'll be giving them out at the carol services. So if you've got somebody you'd like to give one to, please do take one. There's also some John's Gospels there that are free. Take one of those as well if you'd like. As many as you want to give out to friends. So making the most of Jesus, first of all, worship Jesus. Secondly, tell others. Thirdly, take time to think. Take time to think. Did you notice Mary's reaction to the birth of Jesus? In verse 19, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary was a thinker, wasn't she? She was somebody who considered things deeply. She wanted to be in the moment and spend time thinking about what had happened. I mean, she'd been carrying this news for 9 months, hadn't she? I mean, you would sit there and wonder what on earth has just happened over this last year. But she did spend that time. She meditated on what had happened. Let's not let Christmas pass us by without stopping and thinking like Mary did about what has happened. Christian meditation is to take a line from the Bible, isn't it, and to chew it over in our minds, to think it over. Why not choose a favourite Christmas verse this year and think it over? Another couple of ways, again, the bookstall. Books are great for doing this sort of thing. God's Amazing Gifts, written by Lizzie Lafferton, who I believe used to be at this church, didn't she? Yes, she did. This will help you meditate on the wonderful gifts God has given us, and particularly this time of the year. Or if you want something a little more meaty, who's come across Alistair Begg? I knew the Edwards' hands would go up fast enough than anybody else. You're big fans, aren't you? Alistair Begg has written two devotionals here, two devotional books, Truth for Life. This will help you to chew over what the Bible says, what God has done, who God is, what he's like, who we are, all of that, in little kind of pithy one-page devotionals. So you can take one a day and chew over, do what Mary did, and to consider the things that had happened. There's two volumes of that on the back there. A great way to get into things and to chew things over. If you're not a book person, just take one verse from the Bible, one verse, and make that your verse for this Christmas. The places to go to are Luke chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2, but others as well. And take one verse, one idea, and chew it over day by day this Christmas. Do what Mary did. Treasure these things in your heart and ponder them. Worship Jesus, tell others, take time to think. Finally, verse 20, praise and glorify God. Praise and glorify God. We're back to the shepherds. Luke's almost writing a screenplay here, isn't he? The shepherds have gone out, cut to Mary, and then cut back to the shepherds. The shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You can imagine the people of Bethlehem, can't you, thinking the pubs have closed and the revelers are back up the hill. But it's not, it's shepherds who are praising God for what they have seen and what they know now. Let's be those this Christmas that praise God. You'll be aware of loads of the words of Christmas carols. They are words of great praise, aren't they? Maybe listen to carols at home. Use them as a time to praise God. Maybe listen to them in the car. Use them as a time to praise God. And don't think the carol services are just for visitors. They're not. They're for us too. A time to praise God together and invite others in too. So making the most of Christmas this year, let's take this moment before things kick off. And remember that to make the most of Christmas, let's be those who worship Jesus, who tell others about Jesus, who take time to think about Jesus, and who praise and glorify God because of Jesus. Let me pray. Our Father, thank you for Jesus. We do pray that we wouldn't let this season pass us by as another Christmas to tick off, but that we would stop, that we would be those who worship you, who worship the Lord Jesus this time of the year. Please would we be those who tell others. Give us opportunities to invite people to our different events here and at St. Luke's. Please give us the words just to say what Jesus means to us and to encourage others to find out more for themselves. Please will we be those who take time to really chew over the miracle of the incarnation, that the Son of God came to earth to be one of us. And Father, please would you cause us to praise and glorify you because of Christmas. Amen.